This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A top White House advisor warned Sunday the United States is preparing fresh sanctions against Russia over the near-fatal poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The jailed opposition leader is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, told CNN's State of the Union Sunday another round of sanctions is being prepared. Moscow quickly pushed back and warned of a Russian response, with a foreign ministry spokesperson on social media calling out what she says are illegal actions. It comes days after Mr. Biden and Putin met in Geneva for their first summit, where the leaders sought to cool tensions in the U.S.-Russian relationship. France's far-right party topped the first round in Sunday's regional elections, two exit polls showed, in a key battleground that Marine Le Pen wants to win to boost her credibility ahead of the 2022 presidential election. The exit polls showed them winning the southern region with a narrower-than-expected margin over the center-right, who had struck an alliance with President Emmanuel Macron's party. Ethiopia's election workers took to the streets of Addis Ababa on Sunday to explain the voting process. Monday's national polls have been touted by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed as the country's first attempt at free and fair elections. But not everyone will be voting Monday. The election has been delayed in 110 out of 547 constituencies because of logistical problems and violent conflicts, such as in the northern Tigray region. No date has been set for voting in Tigray, where Ethiopia's military has been fighting the region's former governing party. This is